This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, this is the way it sets up. The Biden administration, you just heard the news where they want to rejuvenate all these battery plants and everything, even though they don't have the rare earth minerals to make that happen, but still, it's awfully good show. They want America to cut carbon dioxide emissions by 50% by 2030 and achieve net zero by 2050. Of course, that's going to get shot down, assuming somebody with some common sense comes around. But right now, we're going to lurch in that direction. Other advanced nations have similar goals. They all need a bucket of cold water in the face. And here's why. Now, the New York Times is as unlikely a source of that icy bucket as you might imagine, because they are climate alarmism central. But last month, they dashed that bucket of cold water in the face of millions of climate alarmists. Because in New York Times Magazine, they published an interview with somebody named Vaclav Smil, probably the world's greatest expert on energy, where it comes from, how we harness it, what it costs, and why it costs what it does. Smil has a new book, How the World Really Works, The Science Behind How We Got Here, and Where We're Going, to be released this month. The April 22nd article, This Eminent Scientist Says Climate Activists Need to Get Real, is a delightful read for climate realists. And that's what I consider myself, climate realist. The author, David Marchese, he squirms to escape the implications of everything that Smil says. He tries desperately to get Smil to agree that climate change is a looming catastrophe, and we simply must act now to avert it by replacing fossil fuel energy with wind, solar, and other renewable sources. However, Mr. Smil is not somebody who's governed by feelings. He's a scientist, and so he doesn't take this bait. He says in sum, such emissions cuts are unrealistic. They don't take into account the vast scale of the energy needed to serve even the basic needs of the world's roughly 8 billion people, food, clothing, shelter, transportation, protection from cold and heat, all those things that people need, and all the industry that makes those things that they need. And they don't consider what's necessary to produce and distribute all of that energy. And he later explains, people have to realize that this problem is unprecedented because of the numbers. Billions of everything, and the pressure of acting rapidly as we've never acted before. That doesn't make it hopeless, but it does make it excruciatingly more difficult. Marchese persists, however, because he lives in La La Land. He goes, but aren't goals necessary for orienting our actions? So Smil parried this by saying, what's the point of setting goals which cannot be achieved? Like, you know, 50% by 2030, and net zero by 2050. There's a chance I could be alive by then. It would be interesting to see. He says, it's misleading and doesn't serve any use because we will not achieve it. And then people will say, what's the point? Which a lot of people say that now about climate alarmism, because we've been hearing this since the first Earth Day back in 1970. But Marchese never, he can't give up on this. He says, but aren't there credible pathways to decarbonizing the grid? That's a swing and a miss, too. Smeal replies, Germany, after nearly $500 billion in 20 years, they went from getting 84% of their primary energy from fossil fuel to 76%. So can you tell me how that you'd go from 76% to zero by 2030, by 2035? I'm sorry, the reality is what it is. We'll come back to Germany in a minute. Then he said, Marchese's still going on, but we're facing an imminent catastrophe in climate change. So Smeal comes back with, for more than 30 years, global warming has been making headlines. We've been aware of this for 30 years on a planetary scale, all these IPCC meetings. Our emissions have been going up steadily every year. So here's the question. Why haven't we done anything? I could give you a list of things we could do, but we haven't done. Why do we keep saying it's a catastrophic problem, but do nothing about it? And he said, the world isn't buying what the catastrophe sellers are selling. So then the interview continues. And Smeal brings Marchese back to reality, or at least he tried to. He said, real people don't rank hypothetical risk far in the future above real risk today. Real people are messy, hard-to-define individuals. We are subject to fashions and whims. This is the beauty of humanity. Most of us are trying to do the right things with climate, but it is difficult when you have to move on the energy front, the food front, and the materials front. Back to Marchese. Do you think we're facing a civilizational threat in climate change? Marchese asked. I cannot tell you. It's the end of the world by next Monday, because it's not the end of the world by next Monday. What's the point? What's the point of you pressing me to belong to one of those groups? We have a problem. It will be difficult to solve, even more difficult than people think. Smeal points out that developing countries all need to increase, not decrease, their use of fossil fuel to build their infrastructures. And Marchese asks, is there an argument to be made, though, that countries developing new infrastructure have incentives to orient themselves toward renewables? And he later adds, not today, maybe tomorrow. Smeal replies, putting a photovoltaic panel on a roof is very easy. Developing a system around photovoltaics for the whole country, very difficult. No country in the world today runs itself on pure photovoltaics. Not tomorrow. Again, the problem is the scale. And then there's Smeal's parting thought. There are these billions of people who want to burn more fossil fuel. And there's very little you can do about that. They will burn it unless you give them something different. But who will give them something different? You have to recognize the realities of the world, and the realities of the world tend to be unpleasant, discouraging, and depressing. One day, it will not be a question of whether we can do it or not. One day, it'll be profitable to do it. But right now, it is not profitable to do it. It's impossible to do it on any scale that would affect humanity in a way to where we could say, oh, we're done with fossil fuel. In Germany, where they did away with nuclear, they still have to, when the sun went out, or when the winds quit blowing, they had to fire up the coal-fired generators. Nuclear is clean. The only reason we don't have more nuclear is because everybody's like, nuclear is bad, so we don't build anything. Here in the United States, our nuclear generators have... Our nuclear power plants haven't been updated since the 70s. I'm sure they're maintained, but, we're not modernizing them. They're not evolving. And all of that worry and everything else is because that journalist, if you want to use that word, he's losing his mind. But to sum it up, to quote Thomas Robert Malthus 200 years ago, what cannot be done will not be done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. going back, and let me explain to you what a distraction this supposed this is referred to as anthropogenic climate change that we're causing it. And I don't think that it's a coincidence that most of these hysterical climate change greenies are based in urban areas, which is the biggest, the heaviest human footprint there is. Something that misleads people into believing that man can ride herd on nature. They think that we can actually affect it because, you know, they are effectively doing it there in these metropolitan areas. The truth of the matter is that at the very best, we're hanging on by our fingernails. And we're hoping for the best. Whether it's an earthquake, a flood, drought, hurricane, or just inexorable greenery like kudzu, when nature gets ahead of steam, we're tossed about like ants after a careless human foot kicked over our anthill. And surely the most stunning and destructive example of nature's power is two things that we know are real. We know that asteroid strikes are real, are very rare things, but real. They've happened. And we also know about volcanoes. Now, volcanoes can have a really, really disaster. We may revisit the asteroid thing here in a minute. But volcanoes can have a really huge problem because of where they're at. Now, right now, we know of volcanic activity that is not developing. It's there, and now it's building. But there's volcanic activity in Antarctica. Now, if you go back to 1982, when I was 21 years old, Mount St. Helens erupted, and that was a mid-sized eruption, and it rewrote the entirety of the local environment. When Mount Vesuvius erupted in 79 AD, it buried Pompeii and Herculaneum for almost 1,500 years and killed an estimated 2,000 people. In 1815, Mount Tambora erupted, spewing so much dirt in the air that it created a volcanic winter. The next year, 1816, was known as the year without a summer because global temperatures increased so dramatically. Famine followed. If more greenies and climate change distas understood that it's global cooling that kills, not global warming, the world would be a better place. But it's the really big, really, really there supervolcanoes that should frighten us. Like Yellowstone. Yellowstone is one of the most beautiful places on the earth, but the vast, peaceful valley was once a supervolcano that erupted 640,000 years ago. Were that to happen today, the surrounding states would be covered by pyroclastic flows, while the rest of the U.S. would experience falling ash, destroying lungs and crops, and obscuring the sun. And that's actually a small supervolcano. The biggest volcano that we know of was the youngest Toba eruption in what is now Sumatra, Indonesia, around 75,000 years ago. It produced 2,200 to 4,400 million tons of H2SO4, and the material it spewed measured at 2,000 to 1,320 kilometers to the third power. I don't even know how to measure that for you. Just thinking about it, how do you escape that? The last Yellowstone eruption, by contrast, spewed out 1,000 kilometers to the third power of material. Not even one-thirteenth of what this one did. The last officially identified supervolcano erupted around 26,500 years ago in New Zealand. So these kind of big ventings of the Earth are infrequent occurrences. But they have detected a burgeoning supervolcano in Antarctica. And the region caught people's attention because of a swarm of 85,000 earthquakes in 2020. Over 85,000 earthquakes in a six-month period that we now know was caused by magma from a developing underwater volcano. Right now, because the ice sheet is so thick, scientists can only guess how much magma is collecting down there. But the best scientific guess is that it's developing mantle plume. And that's bad. This mantle plume, some of which are known as supervolcanoes, pumps out some 200 milliwatts of energy per square meter. The background heating from beneath the Earth in non-geologically active areas is about 40 to 60 milliwatts. The one under Antarctica appears to be roughly in the same league, up to 150 milliwatts. So if this volcano erupts, all or part of the Antarctic ice sheet will instantly melt. And the oceans are going to rise by feet, not the centimeter or two that panics the greenies. In addition, the sun will be obscured for years. And when the Lake Toba eruption occurred, the Earth's temperature dropped not by 1 or 2 degrees, but by 15. At that time, the human population shrank almost to extinction. And here's the problem. While we're doing all this stuff and looking at all these things, saying we're going to have Teslas and this, that, the other, and green, this, green, we're living in a glorious period right now, one in which we have some resilience against the worst the Earth can throw at us. We should be enjoying this era, and we should take advantage of the wonders of technology to control heat and cold. We should strengthen buildings against earthquakes and warn us in advance of most weather conditions, even as we act as good stewards to the Earth, protecting life upon it for the benefit of all. Instead, the climate change desus, run around squealing that the Earth is going to be boiled or frozen or flooded or dried out. And we should all panic all the time while doing nothing genuinely useful, just like Dr. Smeal said. And we can do useful things because the Earth's climate has always changed and will always change. And because the grand solar minimum is heading our way, we should always use the fat years to prepare for the lean ones. But we're not doing that. Thanks to the Madden Greenies, plus the effects of COVID and the war in Ukraine and the ash conformity experiment, we may be facing the lean years without having done anything. Anything to prepare for them. This is just reality. This is reality. We don't run the Earth. We exist at the Earth's leisure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is in session today, and among the things being worked on are President Biden's request for more taxpayer money going to Ukraine to the tune of $33 billion to help the country defend itself from Russia. Republican Congressman from Ohio Mike Turner on this additional aid package.
Goal here, obviously, is to give Ukraine some relief by having a standoff, both in just the air and in the sea, so that they can lessen the shelling that has occurred of innocent civilians.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Jury selection is on hold in the penalty trial of the convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter. Judge Elizabeth Schreier ordering a delay until next week because the lead defense attorney is sick. This is USA Radio News. The search continues in Alabama for an escaped inmate and a corrections officer.
An arrest warrant has been issued for an Alabama jail official who disappeared while escorting a prisoner for a psych test at the courthouse in Florence. The inmate, 6'9", Casey Cole White, was scheduled for trial next month on a capital murder charge. Unrelated corrections officer Vicky White's actions have led Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office to issue the warrant. The car they were in was found in a shopping center, and both should be considered armed and dangerous. Anonymous tips may be submitted through the U.S. Marshals Tip app. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wall Street is closing higher after a roller coaster trading day. Stocks rallying late in the session with the Dow erasing a 400-point loss. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 84 points to close at 3361. The S&P added 23 points, and the NASDAQ rose 201. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There's a reason that you have presidents. There's a reason you have an executive branch. Because the president and the executive branch, what they do is they go to foreign countries and they deal with other heads of state. And the deals start there, they're brokered there, and the deal maker is always from the executive branch. Enter Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi was on the ground in Kiev over the weekend. It was a surprise visit where she was greeted by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And this tops off days of high-ranking Biden officials visiting the capital of the besieged nations, has been fighting the Russians in February. We've sent billions in aid and arms to the nation. We're slated to send another $33 billion package soon. Yet, Pelosi made an odd declaration about our level of commitment. In fact, if she were a Republican, the Logan Act talking points would be dusted off to be weaponized by the leftist media. She said that we're going to keep arming the Ukrainians until the fight is over, essentially. She can say that. You guys can say that. I can say that. But we have one thing in common with Nancy. It's not up to her. It's not up to us. She is not the president. Like it or not, Biden is. So it's not up to her. She's not the president, so she should slow the roll. unless it was, this was a quiet admission that Pelosi, you know, and a few other high-ranking staffers and officials do all the work since Biden's brain activity is that of a sweet potato. Now, here's the thing about this, though. In the military, we call this getting short. Nancy Pelosi is getting short. She is not going to be the Speaker of the House June, July, August, in about 6 months, max. She's not going to be the Speaker of the House. That will not happen until January, of course, but at that point she will then be in a lame duck session, and I'm sure they will try to push through whatever they can with their five-seat majority, but, I mean, that will do nothing other than scorch the earth. And they may very well do something that the Republicans themselves have never been able to do for themselves, which is make them so angry that they decide to go hard on the Democrats. But here we have this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday pledged unwavering U.S. support for Ukraine until the fight is done after she and a congressional delegation held an unannounced meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Pelosi and Zelensky both posted tweets of the meeting with the Ukraine leader linking to video of him wearing fatigues and surrounded by armed guards as he greeted the Democratic congressional members in Kiev on Saturday. And we get Pelosi, she said, "We believe that we're visiting you to say thank you for your fight for freedom. We're on a frontier of freedom, and your fight is a fight for everyone. Our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done." Sorry, Volodymyr. It's actually not our frontier. It's, and yours is not a fight for freedom. Yours is a fight for, you know, not being under the thumb of Russia. I get it. Those are not the same thing, though. Now, Pelosi is the highest-ranking U.S. official, third in line of succession, to visit Ukraine since Russia invaded on February 24th and comes a week after Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Zelensky in Kiev. Now, is there some cover to this due to the bipartisan agreement on those aid packages? Yeah, but that's a guarantee that should come from the mouth of the person who can make that call. And again, that is, once again, like it or not, Nancy, the President of the United States, not the Speaker of the House of Representatives. I know, like Pelosi knows, like you know, that the Biden administration is a dumpster fire, and we get to watch it in real time. I know it, just like you do. That means, unfortunately, and America, nobody wanted to stand up and fight this, but that means that nobody's in charge in D.C. So I guess Pelosi thinks she can get a little more hands-on regarding foreign policy, which is a horrifying situation. Absolutely horrifying. Now, the truth of the matter to this is that should Nancy Pelosi ever want to be the one that actually sets the stage, sets the tone of foreign policy, then all she has to do is run for and win the presidency. She can pick her own inept Secretary of State. She can pick her own inept Defense Secretary. They can go over there all together, and they can set the tone for what's going on. However, when Blinken goes over there, and when Austin go over there, they go over there as representatives of the executive branch, of the president. So, the normal thought would be that they're either carrying, messages from the president, or deciding what the president's messages should be and delivering them themselves. Pelosi has not got that latitude. She hasn't got that latitude. And that's where the problem comes. That's where the problem comes. See, this is what happens when you get away from all these checks and balances. You know, everything's got to be politicized, and it's all got to be stacked in one direction. It's all got to be stacked based upon the narrative. This is problematic. I am sure of it. I am almost totally positive that it is totally problematic for them to consider that Joe Biden is the president and that it is bringing political Armageddon to them in 6 months. And despite all all those implications and complications. This is exactly what they wanted. This is who they chose to install. And they have it. And as it is, that whole, you know, you made your bed, you got to sleep in it thing, that comes into play. Sorry. Sorry, Charlie. I don't know how else to put it to you. The other things that are going to come into play, of course, as time goes on, is Pelosi is the Speaker of the House, and that is where all the funding comes from, is the House. That's where the purse begins. That's where the money originates. But this is a bad situation. Because right now, the Republicans who don't have the stones to try this, to go out there and make those kinds of declarations, which only a head of state can do. You know, this is under the guise that Pelosi thinks she is all powerful. And they're looking at this going, wow, she really is senile. She really has lost it. But I guess she thinks she's the prime minister now. I don't know exactly how that would line up, being prime minister versus being Speaker of the House. Where would that line up in the hierarchy of leadership if you were the prime minister of the United States? I don't know myself. But I am willing to find out. But I don't actually know what that would look like. The prime minister of the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Everything went away there for a second. I was very disappointed when we bailed out all these blue cities. And in some cases, states. We bailed them out. They all got COVID cash, and it covered all of their liabilities, which that will come back around again. But it delayed the inevitable. So now, and you know, if you've ever seen The Equalizer with Denzel Washington, he tells somebody that he's found and hunted. He tells them there's two kinds of pain. There's pain that hurts, and there's pain that alters. And my hope, my truest hope, is that we're in the middle of pain that alters right now. To be sure, it hurts. But, I mean, if anybody out there has any doubt as to what the Democrats are all about now, then I don't know what to say. But here's what I will say. We need to do everything we can to ensure that the crustacean chief folds to the left again and decides to pay off his constituency of affluent, sexually dysfunctional college loan debtors. Go ahead, throw us in the briar patch, you desiccated old pervert, you. And, you know, it is infuriating to reward dumb people at the expense of people who are not dumb. But we can't allow ourselves to get carried away with emotion. Because every cloud has a silver lining. Because this is a golden opportunity to raise academia as currently constituted and sow the campuses with salt. Now, most of the deadbeats who want you to pay their bills won't be able to figure out that reference. That is itself sufficient reason to consign academia to oblivion. And you have to understand what academia really is. A network of colleges and universities that provide nearly meaningless credentials, mostly to upper-middle-class post-adolescents in exchange for tons of money and access to their soft, malleable minds for indoctrination and the current commie consensus. Unless you're going to Hillsdale or the like, you are not getting what they are selling. A mind-opening experience where you will learn to think as you become an educated citizen. Most likely, you'll get a piece of paper certifying your readiness to take your place as a cog in both the corporate and cultural machines. Academia, outside of some STEM research, though STEM is being decolonized and unpatriarched and generally turned into a joke like transgender medieval karaoke studies, is, except with a little math, and don't worry, there are no right answers because right answers are racist. It is useless and a drain on society. 4-year college is a 4-year intense brainwashing session broken up by bouts of drinking and fumbling sex with other students of all of the 673 different genders. The purpose, besides to render you docile and eager to conform, is to provide a safe and lucrative sinecure for millions of faculty and administrators living high off the hog and unaccountable thanks to Uncle Sucker's student loan guarantees. Not surprisingly, when the government offered free money to students, the universities cranked up the prices to exactly what the government would fund. That the student ended up on the hook was no biggie. Totally protected from any sort of accountability for graduating a generation of useless basket cases, fit only for fetching lattes and crying about how their very sexual tackle makes them sad because they want the one they don't have. Academia betrayed the kids by touting how their useless credentials would open doors for them. But sadly, it is often the front doors to the local Starbucks when the grads draw the opening shift. The government offered money, and the schools raised the prices. No one is more of a capitalist than a collegiate communist. Now, morally, we should make the stupid students pay back every red cent that they foolishly borrowed. But the Democrats want to pay off their graduate constituents. Weird how suckers and dummies are always Democrat constituents. And cancel college debt. So let's leave aside the first problem. The Constitution does not provide the alleged president with a magic wand to make people's private bills disappear. For one thing, that seemingly dispositive fact might not matter. How do you stop him? Sue him? Who's going to sue him? Who has standing to sue? Maybe someone who spent good money on law school could tell you. Regardless, even if we can't stop this, we might not want to. I mean, if Brian Stelter, who is a potato, was walking footloose and fancy-free toward a bunch of hungry Irishmen, would you yell, "Yo, Tater, watch out for the mix"? Or would you pull up a chair and a bag of popcorn and watch the fun begin? And this is where we are here. Because if Grandpa Badfinger decides to decree that the current crop of student loan debtors will have their debts for their degrees paid off by the rest of America, including people who did not take out dumb loans or paid theirs off, the righteous fury is going to be glorious. This dust puppet in the Oval Office might well be opening up the Overton window. And I say we defenestrate him and his whole party. People will be livid. And they will be calling for reform. And we should be all for reform. We should reform academia from a commie conformity machine into something at least marginally useful to society. As Elon Musk recently pointed out, you can get all the hard knowledge you would ever get in college online for free. The argument for college is that you get intangible educational experiences, like arguing about Plato with a world-renowned professor under an oak tree in the quad. That's not what exactly, it's not what's happening, though. Instead, you sit in a lecture hall with 1,000 other saps listening to some ponytail grad student demand you respect Z's pronouns. Most of the other intangible experiences include waking up wearing someone else's pants and needing Advil and a shower. As a society, we need to quit paying for that. We need to move to a system that does not take you out of society for 4 to 8 years, depending on your degrees, and instead focuses on imparting the knowledge you need for your chosen profession. And we need to ensure everyone has skin in the game, except for those of us with no investment in a particular student's future. If a young scholar wants to take out a loan, fine. Take the government out of it. Make it eligible for discharge and bankruptcy. At that point, when you do that, the lenders will then care about their investment since we, the people, are no longer co-signing. So that young scholar will have to justify why the First National Bank of Savings and Loan should risk its dough on a Maori patriarchy painting major's future earnings. And it won't. It won't do that. In fact, as the seemingly free money dries up, students will become pickier consumers. Colleges will need to compete by providing value, and value will no longer just be a piece of sheepskin after 4 years. Lots of colleges are going to go under. The big, formerly prestigious ones won't. Some people are always going to want to begin every conversation reminding us they went to Harvard. But we have something for them, too. We need to tax their endowments. Call it reparations for the massive damage the Ivy League has done to America. We need to use the righteous fury that will ensue in response to the total moral abortion that is canceling student debt. We may not be able to stop President worse than Carter, but we can take this huge political error and make something out of it that doesn't suck. We can bring about reform and we can use it to pop the political pimple that is academia, which is a tumor in the United States today. It's right there in front of us, looming on that horizon. Go for it. Take it. Have at it. You've already messed things up so bad, what's a little more mess up? We'll handle it. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.